The epistle for the Sunday after the Ascension is taken from 1 Peter chapter 4. Dearly beloved, be prudent and watch in prayers, but before all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins. Using hospitality one towards another without murmuring, as every man hath received grace, ministering the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the power which God administereth, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 15 and 16. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me, and you shall give testimony because you are with me from the beginning. These things have I spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will put you out of the synagogues, yea, the hour cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth a service to God. And these things will they do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember that I told you." Please be seated. "For I am calling you, in the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." So as I mentioned, we have our joyful occasion of the first Holy Communions. They've been prepared well, prepared either by Mrs. Chekis or then obviously you families have helped in the preparation for them receiving their first Holy Communion. So it is a joyful occasion for us all to celebrate this fact, receiving our Lord for the very first time, receiving that proof of God's love that he has for all of us, that he wants to unite himself spiritually to us, to have a holy life, to gain heaven. It's one of the things that obviously the children remember from studying their catechism, of what grace does for their soul. Grace makes them pleasing and holy, pleasing to God and holy. And so that's what they want to try to build now in their lives. It's for all of us, the sacraments are a means to help us to get to heaven. The sacraments were given for man to be able to become holy, to be able to get to heaven. I mean, that is why our Lord then gave us the sacraments for that. And so for them, they receive their baptism being brought into the church that gives them the opportunity to then to receive the sacraments. It's that door that opens up to all of the sacraments. Then they made their first confessions. And again, as a priest, it is a great grace to be able to give the sacraments to the children. To the children, especially because you see the desire that they have in receiving it. The joy that they have in receiving their first Holy Communion, going to make their first confession, and sometimes after that, wanting to go to confession every opportunity that there is. And so from that, you hope that they always keep that zeal. Because it is through the sacraments that they build the spiritual life. It is how they build and be pleasing always to God. Because if we don't have this spiritual life, we have really no life in us. That is why we are considered a dead member then, when we lose sanctifying grace. And so that's why for you children, it's so important for you always to keep this life of God in you. That grace that God gives to you now, that you keep building on that throughout your lives. Yesterday in the little day of recollection that we had, the half a day of recollection, we talked about staying away from mortal sin. Because we talked about that, of how mortal sin turns your back completely on God. You turn away from God completely from that. And so that's where you want then the children always to stay away from mortal sin, so that they can always be pleasing to God. Just as when our Lord comes to them today, Yesterday I read to them a little story about a white ribbon. Actually, Reverend had given it to me. In his apostolate work, he had been given this story to read for First Holy Communion. So I want to share a little bit with you about that too, because I think it helps us to understand how important that this day is for these children. What this day means to them now, but then God willing, even throughout their lives. And so the basis of the story was for First Holy Communion, especially the little boys would wear a white ribbon, because obviously the girls have their veils, that they would wear a white ribbon. And it signifies the purity of their soul. It signifies the state of their soul. And so when the priest was explaining to them about the white ribbon, we can say the same thing for the girls' dresses. When he was explaining it to them, he said, "This is something that signifies how pleasing you are to God. And so if you were to commit a mortal sin, you should throw it away. Because at that point, you lose being pleasing to God. But otherwise, take that ribbon and keep it in a safe place." And so with the story, it brings up a story of a little boy named Joe. And so he listened intently to the words of the priest. I was going to ask, I wonder what that priest was saying to those kids to let them listen so intently. And so from that, this little boy listened intently, and he took to heart what the priest had to say. And so for him, he wore it proudly because he felt, "This is a great day for me. I'm receiving God for the very first time. I'm receiving our Lord." And so, yes, he was very happy. Happy to receive our Lord. And when he went home, he took his little ribbon, folded it up neatly, put it away in a little brown box, and kept it in his dresser. And so as time went on, obviously Joe grew up. He grew up into being a man. And so then Joe became older, became sick. The doctor came to him and said that he was going to die soon. So Joe, being a good Catholic, called for the priest. And so when the priest came, and the priest heard his confession, gave him extreme unction, gave him Holy Communion, Joe asked the priest, he said, "Father, can you go to my dresser?" And so the priest went and he said, "Father, bring to me the little brown box that's in there." And so the priest did, brings in the brown box. And he opens up the brown box, and in it is his folded white ribbon. And so Joe explains to this priest what had taken place on his first Holy Communion. That the priest encouraged him and said, "Never lose that brown and that white ribbon. Never be forced, in a sense, to throw it away because of mortal sin. But remember how important that it is to you that you receive our Lord for the very first time, the purity that you have in coming to the communion rail. And let it be that you always keep that grace throughout your life." I mean, obviously, that's what we pray for when we baptize a child, that they live a blameless life, that they never lose that innocence that they have at their baptism. And so in the same way, then, you see that same idea for this, for Holy Communion, that the priest tried to instill in the children as they come up for the very first time. Never lose that grace. Always have it with you. And so for little Joe, as he grew up in his lives, he was able to keep that grace of God. And so he was very proud of the fact that he was able to keep that white ribbon his whole life. From the time of his first Holy Communion until then, before he was going to die. And so he proudly showed that to the priest. And so what a great grace for that man. And what a great grace it is for our children to be able to receive our Lord for the very first time. This opportunity to receive God into their soul. And so let that be the prayer of all of us for them, that they keep that innocence that they have right now, that they keep it throughout their lives. Until then, yes, on their deathbed, that they're able to say, yes, I was able to keep that grace every day of my life. I mean, how wonderful it would, and that's what the priest had said to those children. Can you imagine when God calls you on your judgment day? If you're able to say that I was able to keep this grace from the day one until the end of my life, that I had never lost that grace. I mean, that is what we want for our children. That is what we want for all of our souls. That we always keep the grace of God throughout our lives. I mean, as I say, that is what we pray for at a baptism, when we place the white cloth, white garment on the child. We pray that they never lose that state, that they always keep that blameless life. I mean, that is our prayer at their baptism, and then obviously that is our prayer today for these children, that as they approach in their purity and innocence, that they never lose that. I mean, that is what my prayer is for all of you children. Is that you always keep that grace of God. That in a sense, that you keep that white ribbon throughout your life. Never losing it, never having to throw it away. And so how wonderful that would be for any of us to go before the judgment seat of God and to be able to say that. I mean, as I say, that is our prayer. That is our prayer for these little souls that come up to receive our Lord for the first time. And that's where we have to try to keep them away from the possibility of losing that grace. And that is the work that all of us have in front of us, of protecting these souls, protecting them that they can be pleasing to God throughout a blameless life. And so this is the month of Our Lady, our Queen, our Mother. Today is also the Feast of the Mediatrix of All Graces. And the collect of that Mass, it tells us to approach Our Lady for some favor, and that may we rejoice at obtaining all things through her. So I encourage you children to go to the Blessed Mother. I encourage you to go to her, to pray to her, to help you to live that blameless life always, and that you never lose that. Because Our Lady will help you again, if remembering from your baptism, well, you may not remember your baptism, but your parents will, that they consecrated your soul to Our Lady most likely, asking her to watch over the children. If they go astray, bring them back to the right path. Help them to stay on that right path. And as a good mother, she definitely will. So I encourage you children, I encourage you families, especially of First Holy Communicants, to approach Our Lady, asking for that favor to keep your children always pure and holy. To always keep them in the same state that they are in now. As I say, what a great grace that would be for all of us. Because we know that God loves the innocent. God listens to the innocent. And so that is where then I remind you to pray for your parents, for what they have done for you, given you this opportunity. Pray for your families. Pray for your teacher, Mrs. Chekis. And pray for the priest who gives you your first Holy Communion. I have to get that in every year because I need all the prayers I can get. Especially with a jogathon coming up on Thursday. I'm going to need more than prayers, but But I do ask you to remember and pray for me. I told the children, long, long time ago, in the distant past, I received my first Holy Communion. I remember the day I received it. I remember the priest who gave it to me, and I still pray for him. And that is something that I think is good, because he gave you God for the very first time. But as I say, pray for your parents too, for what they have given to you. They've given you this opportunity. And I've heard it before said, and I repeat it for you, that on the day of your first Holy Communion, God will grant whatever you ask. Because of the purity and innocence as you come. And so that's why for all of us, we should pray for these little souls. Because especially when they pray for all of us, God will hear their prayers. And also because it is the feast of the Mediatrix of all graces, for all of us to pray to Our Lady for these souls, to approach her. And through that, we can obtain anything that we ask through our Mother. And so truly it is a joyful occasion that these children are able to receive God for the very first time. Let us rejoice with them. But also let us have the intention that the communion prayer has at this Mass, that Thou should keep them from evil. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.